This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado will take the first steps towards possibly renaming Mount Evans next week. An advisory panel will hear testimony from representatives of indigenous tribes. Tim Mock of the Department of Natural Resources said several new names are under consideration.
There's six proposals as of today that we will eventually get into.
Among them is Mount Blue Sky. The mountain is now named after former territorial governor John Evans, who is blamed for the conditions that led to the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. The immigration status of hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients is in question due to a new court ruling. A federal appeals court said this week that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Marissa Molina is a former DACA beneficiary who is currently an activist in Colorado.
While we don't know the exact timing of what these further court actions are going to look like, we do know that the chances of the DACA program surviving much longer are significantly worse than they were a few days ago.
The Obama-era policy temporarily shields some undocumented immigrants from deportation if they were brought into the country as children. More than 13,000 DACA recipients live in Colorado. Colorado sports fans will soon have a new option for watching Nuggets and Avalanche games after years of regional cable blackouts. TV network Altitude Sports said it has reached a deal to stream its team's games on Fubo TV. The streaming platform joins DirecTV and Ivaca as the only places where the games can be watched legally. Xfinity is currently the state's largest cable provider, but a long-running contract dispute between it and Altitude has kept the station off Xfinity's service. This is CPR and KRCC.